It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. My name is Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. We're continuing today in our series called Problems and Promises. We've already looked at discouragement. We talked about pain. We talked about worry. We talked about disappointment. Now, today we turn to a quiet but powerful struggle, the problem of doubt. Every believer faces it. Even the strongest among us have had moments when faith trembles and questions rise. But doubt, friend, doesn't disqualify you. It invites you to a deeper trust in God. Because when faith feels fragile, God remains faithful. Let's begin by understanding doubt. Doubt is not the absence of faith. It's the tension of faith under pressure. It's the space between what we believe and what we see. We say, God, I know you can, but will you? And James said it this way in James 1 and verse 6. He says, when you ask, you must believe and doubt not. Yet the same James once doubted his own half-brother, Jesus. Even John the Baptist, the prophet who pointed and said, behold, the Lamb of God, would later send messengers from prison to ask Jesus, are you the one who was to come, or should we look for another? My friend, if John could question, then God is not intimidated by your questions. When John's disciples came to Jesus with those words, he didn't rebuke John. He told them, go back and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. And then Jesus turned to the crowd and he said, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John. You talk about grace. Jesus affirmed John while John was doubting. Your questions don't cancel out your calling, friend. They simply reveal your humanity. We've all been there. God meets us where faith falters, not with condemnation, but confirmation. After the resurrection, in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 17, it says something remarkable. It says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. They were looking at the risen Christ, and they were still wrestling inside with doubt. Yet Jesus didn't send them away. He commissioned them. He said, go into all the world and make disciples. See, he builds his church with imperfect believers. Faith isn't pretending that you never doubt. It's choosing to follow him even when you do. Thomas has been labeled the doubter. But his story is really about God's mercy. When Jesus appeared to the others, Thomas missed that moment. And he said, unless I see the nail prints in his hand and in his side, I will not believe. And 1 week later, Jesus came again, this time for one man. He said, Thomas, reach out your hand. And Thomas answered, my Lord and my God. Jesus met Thomas's requirement. Not to endorse his unbelief, but to redeem it. God doesn't shame honest questions. He answers them with presence. See, friend, you might not get every explanation, but you'll get an encounter with God if you seek him with all your heart. In Mark chapter 9, it tells of a father who had a tormented son, and he begged Jesus. He said, if you can do anything, take pity on us. Jesus replied, if you can? Everything is possible for one who believes. And immediately the man exclaimed, I believe, help my unbelief. That prayer has lived in the hearts of believers for 2,000 years. It gives us permission to be honest. It says, Lord, I trust you, but there's still a battle going on inside of me. My friend, Jesus answered that prayer by healing that boy. Even mixed faith moves mountains when it's directed toward the right God. It's not the size of your faith, it's the focus of your faith that's important. He told us even faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Let's talk for a minute about faith in the fog. Sometimes doubt rises, not from rebellion, but from fatigue. When our prayers seem unanswered, when tragedy hits, and you can't explain it, when you've done all you know and nothing changes, there's a fog that sets in. But Psalm 73 shows us how to walk through it. Asaph said this in Psalm 73. He said, "My feet had almost slipped. My steps had nearly gone astray." He was angry. He was confused and ready to give up. But then in verse 17, he says this, "Until I entered the sanctuary of God." My friend, perspective returns in His presence. Worship doesn't erase questions, but it re-anchors your heart to truth. Now let me give you three biblical ways to handle doubt faithfully. First of all, bring it to God, not away from Him. So many times we try to hide it from God. God wants us to be open. The Psalms are full of "Why, Lord?" prayers. God prefers your honesty over silent distance. And then secondly, feed your faith. Don't feed your fear. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Starved faith shrinks, but nourished faith, it'll grow. And then thirdly, remember past faithfulness. David did it. The Psalms are full of it. In Psalm 77, verse 11, it says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord." What He did before, He can do again. Friend, rehearsing His record will revive your confidence. David did it when he faced the giant. He said, "The God that delivered me from the lion and from the bear, He'll deliver me from this Philistine." Let's read a few verses aloud together and let them settle in your spirit. This is Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Now listen to this verse. "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose confidence is in Him." I love Psalm 46 and verse 10. "Be still and know that I'm God." So many times we're so busy trying to fix the problem when all the while God is saying, "Slow down, be still, and just recognize that I'm God." And then Luke 17 and verse 5, where they prayed, "Lord, increase our faith." Say that last one with me again. "Lord, increase my faith." You don't have to manufacture faith. It's a gift that grows by grace. Now, maybe you're listening today and you've been carrying secret doubts. Doubts about healing, doubts about your finances, doubts about your calling, or maybe even your salvation. Hear this, friend. Doubt is not the end of faith. It's the doorway to deeper dependence when you recognize it and give it to God. When Peter began to sink, Jesus didn't let him drown. He reached out and said, "Why did you doubt?" Not as condemnation, but as an invitation to trust Him more. He's reaching for you in the same way today, friend. Take a moment and just whisper, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." And let His peace answer your questions more deeply than any explanation ever could. My friend, doubt has a way of creeping in through the cracks of our faith. And it doesn't always burst through the front door. It slips in quietly into the corners of our mind when prayers go unanswered, when our miracles seem delayed, when life doesn't turn out the way we hoped. Doubt will whisper, "Maybe God isn't listening. Maybe His promises don't apply to you. Maybe you missed it." And before long, faith that once felt strong begins to feel fragile. But here's something I want you to hear clearly today on Fresh Oil. Having doubts doesn't make you faithless. It makes you human. Even the heroes of the Bible, they wrestled with uncertainty. Abraham doubted when God's promise seemed delayed. Moses doubted that God could use him because of his weaknesses. Elijah doubted after calling fire down from heaven and running into a cave, and he said, "Lord, I can't do this anymore." Even John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for Jesus, like I said, he said, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" These weren't people without faith. They were people who were walking through the fog between what they knew in their heart and their feelings. You see, doubt is not the opposite of faith. Unbelief is. Unbelief says, "I refuse to believe," but doubt says, "I want to believe, but I'm struggling." And God meets us in that struggle. When Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail prints in his hands," Jesus didn't shame him. He said, "Here, boy, put your finger in. See my hands." He met Thomas in the middle of his doubts, and he turned his uncertainty into revelation that would carry him through years to come. And that's how gracious our Savior is, friend. He doesn't run from our questions. He steps into them. The enemy wants to use doubt to disconnect you from God, but God wants to use it to draw you closer. When you bring your doubts to Him honestly, they become doors to deepen your faith. Let me ask you, have you ever gone through a season where everything you believed seemed to be tested? I mean, the scriptures that you quoted suddenly feel like questions, where worship felt dry and heaven feels silent. That's not failure. That's formation. Faith that has never been tested cannot be trusted. When God allows you to walk through doubt, it's not to destroy your faith, it's to refine it. Peter said it this way, "Your faith of greater worth than gold is proved genuine when tested by fire." So friend, instead of hiding your doubts, bring them to the fire of His presence and say, "Lord, I don't understand this, but I do trust You." And that kind of honesty becomes the soil where deeper faith grows. Friend, you may not have mountain-moving confidence today, but if you can whisper, "Lord, I still believe," that's enough for God to move in your life. And when you're filled with doubt, don't run away from God. Run towards Him. Tell Him how you feel. Tell Him what confuses you. He already knows, and He's not intimidated by your questions in the least. If you're doubting today, don't isolate. Don't pull back from worship. Don't close your Bible. That's exactly where healing begins. See, faith grows when you feed it, and it dies when you starve it. Feed your faith with the Word, because Romans 10:17 tells us, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And when doubt says you can't make it, remind yourself, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." When doubt says God doesn't care, speak His promise. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. When doubt says it's over, declare, "He who began a good work in me will complete it." You fight doubt not by reasoning it away, but by replacing it with truth. So hold steady, friend. Keep walking. Keep believing. Don't let the enemy use your questions to push you away from God. Let them push you deeper into His presence. Walk in grace.
In a world where truth is twisted, where the church is pressured to stay silent, one pastor found his voice. From author and pastor Keith Manley comes "We Will Never Be Silent Again," the powerful true account of a pastor watching history unfold through the rise, fall, and return of Donald J. Trump, and the church's awakening in a time of moral confusion. You'll walk with Pastor Manley from the pulpit to the public square as he confronts censorship, faith under fire, and the spiritual battle shaping America's future. It's not a political rant. It's a prophetic call for courage, conviction, and truth in the face of compromise. "We Will Never Be Silent Again" by Keith Manley. Available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle editions. Because the time for silence is over, and the church must stand.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He makes His mercies new every morning.